According to USA Today, in a move to use the resources at his command, the Trump administration has ordered rangers from national parks around the country to travel to the U.S.-Mexico border to fight illegal immigration and drug traffickers. It's an effort that comes as the Democratic-controlled U.S. House has refused to fund President Trump's border security plan, which calls for more barriers and beefed-up law enforcement along the border. The directive has seen park rangers from the Great Smoky Mountains National Park in North Carolina, Wrangell-St. Elias National Park in Alaska, the National Mall in Washington, D.C., and Zion National Park in Utah, among others, temporarily relocate to Arizona and Texas to work with Border Patrol agents. And park officials say they've already been told they should continue sending park rangers to the border through September 2020. The president continued to ask for $5 billion to fund a U.S.-Mexico border wall, but the Democrat-controlled House did not include such funding in its spending bills. Well, I can't wait to hear the leftist hyperbole over this move. Things like Trump turns public parks into prisons. Trump compares immigrants to animals by having park rangers police the border, or national parks less safe due to Trump border plan. Expect a lot of those. I wonder if, like Border Patrol and ICE agents, park rangers will now be treated with hostility by the left. Would Hanna-Barbera's Yogi Bear be pleased? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.